The scoreline's impressive, no doubt about that. I think that we did come out with a win the game. We're playing well at the moment. A lot more confidence. We'd won four out of the last five before today. And as we say, young side overall, with three or four experienced players, seven players in the team again, under 22 years of age, a lot of mobility, a lot of enjoyment, the way they're playing their football at the moment, and they're working very hard. And always going to be a tough place to come, Gateshead. Every season it's always tough to come up here. And, you know, with them sitting 3 points above us in the league, got the ideal start. Dan Holman scored very early on. And I thought we had a couple of chances before they equalised to go further in front. But, you know, 2-1 at half-time. Always going to be a test in the second half. I felt that they had the elements. But, you know, I think one-touch football and some of the quality of the football out there is probably the best in the second 45 minutes I've seen for a very long time since we've been management team at Woking. And I think the scoreline says it all. It's a tremendous day for the club.
I don't want to pick individuals out, Gary, because obviously everybody played well today, but we thought Bruno Andrade once again had a fantastic game out on the flank and in the end got the goal that his performances have deserved recently.
Bruno's doing very well. Bruno's that sort of lad, I think, that without doubt, got the qualities to certainly play League 2, League 1 football straight away now, all day long. You know, but I think the big question mark with wide players and the big question mark with Bruno is his defensive duties. And he's buying into the way we work. You know, we lacked certain things in some areas, but we make up with it with hard work. And you have to work very, very hard when you're a part-time club against full-time clubs. And what Bruno's done as well, and all credit to him, is working hard and trying hard on his defensive side of the game. I don't think the attacking side's a problem. And the difference between sitting on the bench and coming on for the last 25 minutes, 30 minutes to try and get something out of the game is what you put in the game over 90 minutes. And he's doing that for 90 minutes for the team both ways. But there everyone is out there, Gary. You know, we've got some experienced players, as I say, out on the park. We've got some young lads out there on the park who are hungry, and you've got to be that way. And we've got a good mixture at the moment, and all credit to them, because, you know, football can turn around rapidly. I think we all know that. A month ago or 6 weeks ago, people were turning around and, you know, looking at us. We were having a terrible time, and all credit to the management staff and the players and everybody at the football club. We've had to work extremely hard together, and you even see it at the ice level. It ain't easy to turn around. It ain't easy to turn around at any level of football when things are going against you, but give the credit to the players and the management team, as well as everybody in the background there. And all of a sudden now, you know, we've won five out of our last six games, and, you know, they'll come up at Gateshead and win 5-1 and beat Tranmere 4-1, Lincoln 3-1, beat Chester. Then we've beaten Borehamwood in the Cup. You know, these players now are starting to grow in the right direction of belief, and it's certainly very pleasing today.